let's just start by looking at the overall structure of what we mean by emotional intelligence. There are four parts. There's self-awareness, there's self-management, there's social awareness, knowing how other people feel, empathy, and so on. And then there's social management, putting that all together in an effective relationship as a leader, what you might call social intelligence. And the first part of this, the self-awareness, starts with a competency described this way. Leaders high in self-awareness are attuned to their inner signals, recognizing how their feelings affect them and their job performance. They're attuned to their guiding values and can often intuit the best course of action, seeing the big picture in a complex situation. Jack, isn't this straight from the gut, what we're talking about here?
Yeah, Dan, in many, many ways it is. It is, you know, emotional self-awareness, I think, allows you to simplify, too. It allows you to take complex big pictures and derive simple, straightforward photos that can allow people to go after it, to see it, to feel it, to buy into it. And I think you have to have emotional self-awareness, as you define it here. I might use a less sophisticated term, but you decomplex big issues into things that people can really grasp.
So what you're saying then is that your own gut tells you how to see your way through the clutter. And then you can use that to express it in a way where it's going to hit someone else right in the gut.
Exactly. That's exactly what you do. Your own sort of intuition, whatever word you want to use, your own inner self sees something. And it's a maze that you're looking through. And you bring that down to, you know, in my case, be number one or number two, or fix, close, or sell, or somebody else doing some other things that transformed organizations. But you can't transform an organization that's highly complex, or you can't drive it without simplifying it. And I think you got to have what you call emotional self-awareness in some form to come to simplify it.
Part of it, as Dan says, is self-confidence. And the extra piece there that allows you to simplify and then say to people, you know what this is all about? You need self-confidence to say that, because a lot of times in highly complex work environments, people know in their bones or from their gut what exactly is going on. And they don't have the self-confidence to come right out and say, let's just be simple here. This is about X, Y, or Z.
Well, that's right. And that's exactly how it works with these abilities. Susie, you were saying that it's not just knowing what your gut's telling you. It's having the confidence to act on it. And actually, that's what we find, that self-confidence is a distinct ability that interacts with this self-awareness so that people can actually put into action, without hesitating, what they know from their gut.
Dan, the first years I was at GE as CEO, I used to talk all the time about the three S's. Simplicity, speed, self-confidence. Without self-confidence, you can't be simple. Without being simple, you can't be fast. We had the three S's all over walls. We talked about driving self-confidence into people so they could simplify. As Susie says, without self-confidence, there is no simplification. Without simplification, there is no speed in an organization. They can't respond. They're all tied up in their knickers.
In listening to what Jack was saying, the key to me is this driving self-confidence into people. That is hard. I mean, how do you do it? That's so important. You have to give people a lot of experiences in which they can succeed. And once you give them a lot of experiences in which they succeed, they build self-confidence. Telling people that they should have self-confidence is just not enough. It doesn't work. So as managers and people in business think about these ideas that we're discussing, the development of self-confidence is something that really takes some sort of, you know, extra effort. It means letting people take a risk so that they can succeed and then go on from there.